Today I'm going to talk about an environmental scan that ASTO did to or sent out to state health agencies in 2012 and the results of that scan. I have no relationships to disclose. Just to give a quick background, if you're not familiar with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, ASTO is a national nonprofit organization representing public health agencies in the United States, the U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia. Our members are the chief health officials of these jurisdictions, and our primary function at ASTO as program staff is to track, evaluate, and advise members on the impact and formulation of public or private health policy which may affect them, and to provide them with guidance and technical assistance on improving the nation's health. So what is the relationship between state health agencies and worksite wellness? As public health leaders in their state health agencies can positively influence multiple audiences, beginning with their own employees and extending out to other state agencies, local government agencies, and private employers. State health agencies can provide important leadership in various areas of worksite wellness, including making a commitment to healthy culture and creating a vision for employee wellness within their own agencies, identifying and sharing evidence-based worksite wellness strategies, establishing and supporting worksite wellness programs in state health agency for state health agency employees, reaching out and partnering with other state agencies to encourage worksite wellness strategies, and developing business and community partnerships to expand the adoption of worksite wellness programs. So as I mentioned, in 2012, ASTO conducted an environmental scan. We are interested in learning what state health agencies were doing related to worksite wellness, not only within their agencies, but also in the communities in which they serve. So we did this just to kind of gain a better understanding of how we could support them in this work, building on the work that ASTO does internally for our own worksite wellness initiatives. So we launched the survey in June 2012, and the survey was open in the field until early 2013, and part of this reason was trying to identify who in the state health agency would be the appropriate contact to even answer our survey. A lot of times we reach out not just to our members, but also to their senior staff, the senior deputies in the state health agencies, and often they may not have been the best person to answer this particular survey. So trying to find someone in HR or another area, if there wasn't a worksite wellness lead in the state health agency, caused some lag in data collection. But we were eventually able to get all 50 state health agencies to reply to our survey. We did two methods, either by phone. Some states felt more comfortable just for us posing the questions to them and answering over the phone, and others answered the same questions using a SurveyMonkey online tool. And then in February 2013, we hosted a webinar with all the states in the context who responded to the survey just to confirm our results and make any updates. And some may have answered in June 2012, and a lot of their responses were that they were working on some of the policies that we were asking about. So we were able to update the information in February 2013. And so I'm just going to run through a series of maps that kind of highlight the yes or no responses to what state health agencies were doing related to some of the various policies that we asked about. So in terms of smoke-free building, all 50 states were able to report that they have smoke-free workplaces. We asked if the department had insurance coverage for tobacco cessation programs. And just since there's variation here, the yeses are the green states, no are the yellow states, and any grayed out states, they didn't respond to that particular question. And so in terms of insurance coverage for tobacco cessation programs, a majority of states did say yes, and most commented that the coverage is offered through health insurance plans and commonly cover quit programs, prescription medications, and nicotine replacement. A few states commented that over-the-counter nicotine replacement was not covered, and in addition to insurance plans, many states have statewide quit lines which are free that they promote to their employees, and a few states have state programs which are free to state workers. In terms of stress reduction and mental health programs, Again, here a majority of states did respond yes to this question that they do offer this service to their employees. And 8 states specifically stated that their employee assistance program was in charge of providing these services. However, there were 12 states that named a specific outside program that was responsible for providing this service to their employees. And now there's a couple of questions we asked related to healthy eating policies. So in terms of healthy catering policies, a majority of states do not have these policies in place, or they don't have formal policies that they're monitoring. And 12 of these states who answered no said that they were working on an official policy for their agency. And then some of those also had informal guidelines, again, that they weren't strictly enforcing. And in terms of healthy vending for their office buildings, here again, even fewer states have specific guidelines related to the food that's provided through their vending machines. Let's see. 6 states commented that they were working on a policy, and 7 states commented that they do not have informal policies, and they are working with the vendors to increase the healthy options that are provided within the vending machines. Now we have a couple of questions related to healthy maternity policies. So a majority of states do, and their state health agencies have some sort of healthy maternity policy. They do vary in what they provide. 3 states stated that they have policies that allow them to bring their infants to work up to 6 months of age. 8 states have paid maternity leave and lactation rooms. 2 states have paid maternity and paternity leave, and 2 states have laws for breastfeeding that they adhere to. In terms of offering paid maternity leave, majority of states do not offer paid maternity leave, but did comment that they would allow the accrual of sick leave or vacation time to pay for that time off. We asked a question about if there are any health challenges for physical activity or weight loss for Department of Health staff. And a majority of states do offer these types of programs. They have internal programs like Weight Watchers or other weight loss programs, walking clubs, yoga classes, and other fitness challenges. And half of participants noted that they participate in a statewide program, so in partnership with other agencies in the state, not just the state health agency. Or offer programs for weight loss and physical activity through their insurance plans. Then we asked if the state health agency is working with other agencies in their state to support employee health, and a majority of states did. About 65% of states are working with other agencies in their state to promote employee health. So a lot of times we see that the model is that state health agency may be the lead, but they're sharing their policies or practices with other agencies so that the total state government workforce is being impacted by some of the policies in place at the state health department or that they had led in the development of. And then a good majority of states too, I think it's about 60% of states are working with other local government or businesses, community-based organizations in their state to promote employee wellness. And then the final question that I'm going to present on is just, we were curious if the state health agencies are tracking any indicators related to their programming. And a majority of states did respond to this question, and the most common thing that they're tracking is just overall participation in the programs that were being offered. Very few mentioned actually monitoring specific conditions like diabetes or cholesterol related to these programs. 12 states weren't currently monitoring anything at all, and then there are 4 states who were unsure. So again, if we were able to dig deeper and to find someone else in the state health agency to answer the question, they might be able to provide more information. And so since this was just an environmental scan, it kind of gave us a big picture of what state health agencies are doing. We wanted to dig a little bit deeper and identify, talk to states more specifically about certain programs that they indicated on the survey. So So ASTO worked with students at George Washington University to conduct some interviews with staff at the state health agencies who responded to our environmental scan to develop some state case studies to provide more details on their specific programs, some of the barriers and challenges that they face during implementation. I think I covered most of that. So these interviews were conducted in spring of 2013. So this is just an overview of all the states that we talked to and the specific programs that we spoke to the states about. Some of the states are doing comprehensive worksite wellness programs like Arizona, Arkansas, and Colorado that they talked about the different components. Others talked about really specific programs like Maryland and their Healthiest Maryland program, which is the health department in Maryland is working with businesses and communities on this Healthiest Maryland project. North Dakota, they have very comprehensive healthy maternity policies, and they have for about 20 years. They've had the Infant at Work program for almost, I think, at least 10 years. I think it's more like 15 years they've had that in place. So they just covered various programs. We just wanted to learn a little bit more about them so that we could share them with other state health agencies who are interested in doing some more programming in their states. And I kind of touched on this a little bit, but the different state case studies kind of fell into three different categories. Again, state health agencies working with their own employees, or they're partnering with other agencies in their state to promote worksite wellness, and then also expanding worksite wellness through collaborations and partnerships with businesses in their communities. And so just some overall themes that we learned from all of the case studies. And I think these are pretty common in a lot of the work that we hear from state health agencies, but executive level leadership is key to worksite wellness activity success. And the states where the state health agency, the state health official is really passionate about this, it's something that's been pretty successful in their agencies. But there is also a lot of turnover with state health officials, so finding your mid-level champions is also really key, and especially in the agencies, when the state health agency was partnering with other agencies, finding the key stakeholder and other agencies who can relay the messages around worksite wellness throughout their agency was really important. For external partnerships helps to spread the word and get other players at the table to be supportive of policies that are being put in place. And with many things, effective communication is really key. So these are just a few resources that ASTO has. The first link is just our worksite wellness page for state health agencies, and this is where we have links to all the state success stories that we were able to capture. And then we also, I just put a link to our internal worksite wellness webpage. And then a couple of issue briefs. The first issue brief is kind of related more to the TA survey or the environmental scan that I discussed. And the second issue brief is focuses on two state health agencies that were accredited for their workplace wellness initiatives through the Health Lead Worksite Wellness Accreditation process. That's our contact information. Thank you.